track 7, 0 to 3 milliseconds, phasing. At very short delay times of between 1 and 3 milliseconds, an effect very different from natural echo is heard. If the delay time falls within the length of time associated with audio waveforms, various cancellation and summing effects occur. These are more phase-related effects than straightforward repeats. To hear these effects, we must use two delay lines. The first has a fixed delay time set to 3 milliseconds. The second's delay time is modulated between 0 and 6 milliseconds. No feedback is used. As the modulated delay moves back and forth in time, so phase differences between the two delayed signals are created, and the sound appears to sweep in tone and also in stereo position if the signals are panned to opposite sides in the stereo field. This effect is known as phasing. The phasing effect is most effective when created with two tape recorders and with the original sound left out. Digital effects processors tend to offer poorer simulations. Listen to this example of phasing. Phasing has the effect of taking away the body of a sound and diminishing its immediacy. The ethereal nature of the effect made it popular among guitar players in the 1960s during the psychedelic era. The effect is most apparent when applied to sounds containing a lot of upper harmonics. It can be employed to create harmonic movement in a sound or movement in the stereo field. Here is a guitar recording by Jimmy Page which demonstrates this.